Hey, Tony, sorry about that. We're having some phone troubles. They keep dropping. I'm not sure if you could hear me on that end or not.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't think you could hear me.
Yeah, I couldn't. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you know, looking at it, it looks like it's a $9,800 is going to be what you're paying back in the interest. It's a rate factor of 1.28.
Right.
Yeah, so it looks like you will net on the, you know, once the fees are taken out, it's going to be $34,300 that's going to be deposited in with the payback of $44,800.
I know. How can you figure out and tell me what my interest rate is, the actual interest rate? Can you not convert that from the 0.28? What does that come out to being interest?
Okay. Yeah, so they don't actually put an interest rate on these. It's just a rate factor, so it's a fixed cost of funds. So, I mean, an interest rate you use to figure out, you know, exactly what you're paying back. Your total payback is going to be $44,800, which is $9,800 in interest.
But you can't tell me what that comes up being an interest rate. I've tried figuring it out. It's like 24% interest.
That's, you know, if you're trying to put it into an APR, that's about as close as it can get to it. It's a little hazy because they don't really separate the principal and the interest on this type of loan. You just have, you know, the fixed amount that you borrow and the fixed amount that you pay back. That's why there's not an interest rate on there. But I mean, if you're trying to convert it to something that's the closest, you'd be looking at right about that at the 24.
Okay. All right. Well, that will work. Yeah. As soon as my wife gets back into town, she'll be here tomorrow. She wants to look at all that stuff, then we'll get everything signed and sent over.
Okay. Perfect. So just to give you kind of a heads up, you know, I know we're wanted to get it done this week. Still absolutely possible. So once I get the signed documents, the next step is it goes into the funding stage. From there, I might need to get probably like a month-to-date bank statement just to show up to where we are now. So possibly that will be coming once we submit the documents in.
Okay.
But then once we go from there, it should only take about 24 hours to fund to deposit the funds into your account.
Okay. That'll work, Sam.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Tony. Let me know I was going to say, I can send over that business credit report, too, for you so you have it on file.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, and to give you a little feedback on it, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, and really, you don't have anything that's particularly bad on it. Really, the issue was it's just a lack of established business credit.
Everything that we do is paid off, so, that's why I was saying I can't believe there's anything bad on there.
Yeah, and, you know, they probably should have clarified a little more. Instead of saying, like, it's a negative reflection, it's just a lack of established credit. So it looks like you have maybe, like, four established lines on there. Once you get up to, like, five or six, that's where you'll be considered having established credit. And this loan's going to help you do that, too. It'll probably put you right over the top. But I'll send it over to you in an email just so you have it on file.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony.